Thank you, Skylar Peters. Hour number two, and I thank Skylar for giving more information on Frank Hemsley, that story we had about his remains being found from 1917 and being honored and buried from the military, the Winnipeg Connection. I said I was going to get more into his story, and Skylar got it there, so I appreciate that in the newscast. Skylar, I appreciate it. We'll move on now to our other things this hour. Bottom of the hour, we're going to tee up the Jets game. Anaheim's in town. Jets pregame with Kelly Moore and crew on 680 CJOB at 5 o'clock. Puck drop with Paul Edmonds and Mitchell Clinton at 7 o'clock. Mitchell is going to join me in a half an hour's time to tee up the game and talk about the latest Jets injuries. But it is World Sleep Day, and I'm very happy to welcome into the program from Carica Health, and it's Andrew Hoskins with Carica Health to talk. They're a private sleep company to talk about sleep. Andrew, thanks for doing this. How much sleep did you get last night?
Oh, that's a good way to start. Thanks for having me. Yes, I got a good 7 hours last night on my CPAP to make sure that I get the best sleep possible.
Oh, that's very open and honest with the CPAP. Thank you for doing that. Do you get that question a lot? Doing what you do, do you get the question a lot? Do you get 8 hours a night? Do you get 9 hours?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We get that question a lot. I actually get the question a lot of if you're so good at sleeping, then what? How do you do it? Like, how do you find this? And as it so turns out, and like I just said, I've actually been a patient on therapy for 20 years, so I can speak from a point of I've gone through the struggle of getting on therapy, but I now know the benefit of it and how much I feel better afterwards, and I think that actually helps for the patient to know, hey, it's not just them. Like, this is a big deal. Lots of people have this.
Yeah. To me, it's like when people say you're a professional broadcaster and yet you're not very good at emceeing. And I'm like, I know, it's two different animals. I'm not comfortable emceeing. So it's different things. But yeah, I was wondering if the same for you.
At least on radio, you can kind of, there's not somebody standing right in front of you.
Yeah, exactly. You're going, that wasn't funny, man. That's the dumbest thing. Anyway, how busy are you with sleep at your company? And how many requests do you have for help with sleep?
You know, it's getting busier. It has been steadily getting busier probably over the last, I want to say about 10 years. And reason for that is because so many more people are now aware of the effects of not getting good sleep. It was such a blow off kind of thing before. It's like, yeah, okay, I snore. Yeah, okay, I wake up in the morning, I'm a little tired. And that was just kind of acceptable. But now more and more people are realizing if you treat that, you can actually feel like a normal person during the day. So it is getting busier for sure. And we're finding not only are we treating now a lot of people that have sleep apnea, but we're also seeing a lot of people who are needing some help on the insomnia side, which has really increased over the last probably 5 years.
I was going to ask that because I think 20 years ago, just people accepted it, right? I think 10 years ago, people accepted it. 10 years ago was when I started hearing about sleep apnea and machines and how they could help. And really, for the past decade, been hearing how great they are.
Yeah, I think that's a big deal. I think one of the things that changed, though, was, I mean, I think you and I could both say, like, you know, you're, you know, oh, grandpa's having a nap in the afternoon and he snores. Okay, well, we just all accept that he snores and that's it. And didn't connect the fact that that could actually be affecting the rest of what's going on with him. And I think as well, the change from It went from CPAP has been around for, you know, 40 years, almost 50 years. But the original machines, especially even into the early 2000s, it was like wearing a vacuum cleaner and you had to be looking like Darth Vader. Now we've come so far into, okay, this is actually a comfort therapy. There's lots more things to make you comfortable, and people are actually seeing the benefit because they are wearing it more often. It became more of a, hey, did you know about this? Or I went on a vacation with my friend and he was in the other room, but I could hear him snoring. So I said, you should probably get one of these. And that is kind of built where more people are realizing that sleep is important. And then when they feel better, it's like a whole different world.
I heard the Darth Vader version killed a lot of romance too. And I don't get it because I'm a big fan of Darth Vader's. I thought he was a great character.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think who wouldn't want to say that you're Maverick from Top Gun? Come on. Like, I mean, I think that would be a giant positive for you in that particular respect. But
you got to use that, Andrew, on the posters. You got to go, hey, who doesn't want to sleep beside Maverick? Let's get this going for you.
come on now. And some of us are goose, but that's fine. It's still exciting. It's, I mean, wear the mask. It'll help you.
Yeah. Indeed. When it comes to asking for help with sleep, you mentioned that a lot of people are realizing the importance of it. How has that come around in the past couple of years as well? Because I knew this was coming up. We were going to do a story about this today. So I literally went to bed an hour earlier the past three nights, and I feel amazing.
And it's that awareness. It's the awareness of knowing that it does make a difference. I think, too, because, like I was saying about how things have progressed for comfort, and there's more people saying that this is really helping. I think even doctors, when you're going to see your doctor and saying, well, you know, I snore and I know I wake up in the morning and I'm a little tired, doctors are going, okay, I know what to do. I can fire you off to this, get this test done. And the test is quick and easy. You can do it at home and we can see if something is going on and then we can fix it. So I think that has made it much more prominent. And so you're seeing more people that are wanting to get that test done.
And is it for all ages? Is it for, I can't imagine being in my teens or my 20s and just like thinking, oh, I need help sleeping because it's this important. But I think back to my 20s and stuff, man, and I think, man, I wish I had more. I did get more sleep.
Well, not to give away my entire age, but I started on therapy when I was 24. And granted, I understand I'm in the field, so it kind of gave me an in, but it did. I think we are seeing a wider range of people. The initial thought and kind of the, I want to say the prejudice, I guess, that goes against sleep is that it's an old, obese man disease, and it is not. It is actually affecting all ages, all sizes, all genders. And we're finding that more and more people, especially women, they present a little bit differently with sleep apnea, where you might be more of a morning headache type of thing instead of specifically having the loud snoring and that type of thing. But that morning headache is triggering that, okay, there is something going on. And once we get that treated, that's going away. So we're seeing it very, very widespread, much more than we would have 10 or 15 years ago.
Interesting indeed. What are the keys to a good sleep? What tips can you give some people just listening to this that are thinking of maybe I need help, maybe I don't?
Well, I think that the main thing is good sleep hygiene as you go towards bed. I mean, we've all heard it. We don't, not a lot of us follow it, but, you know, try and cut off your caffeine by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Make sure that you have a nice, dark, cool room. Don't be on your phone right until the last minute before you go to sleep. Try and give an hour off of a blue screen before you go to sleep. Clean sheets, make yourself as comfortable as possible, but you kind of have to get yourself into that mode of now it's time to sleep. If you're doing those types of things, but you're still snoring, you're still waking up in the morning where you feel like you haven't slept. If you feel by about, you know, 2 or 3 in the afternoon that I need to have a coffee or I'm going to just, you know, fall asleep at my desk. Well, there's probably something else going on and we should probably do some testing.
Interesting indeed. And what about people with shift work? That's the one big question I always get. And I used to do a morning show and I never worked less hours in a day and never felt worse. Like it's funny how I tell people that all the time that I can do a 16-hour shift on a Jets game day and feel way better than I could working a 4 to 5 hour morning shift.
Yeah, totally get it. And the thing is because you talk about that morning shift and how much that actually shifts your sleep. It's a massive deal. And so shift workers are really prone to having bad sleep as it is because they're staying up all night when their biological rhythm is saying it's time to go to sleep. So we do see a lot more in shift workers that come in and again, balance, you might have some with that insomnia now because that biological rhythm is off and they're not being able to get to sleep, especially during the day. But you also will see more in the sleep apnea side because 9 times out of 10, those people are either you know, having more caffeine or having other, you know, sugary sweets, that type of thing, to keep awake when they need to be awake. And so that is now affecting their sleep and making it harder for them to get a good sleep when they get the chance to.
Great conversation, Andrew. How can people get in touch with Carica?
Abs, the best way is probably to pop onto our website. It's caricahealth.com. And we have all the things there. There is a sleep test that you can run through and see if something is triggering that you might need to get a sleep test. And we're happy to help with whatever we can to make sure that you get the best night's sleep possible.
I'm going to bed right after the Jets post-game show on 680 CJOB, Andrew.
Wow, I might actually beat you to bed tonight then. We'll see how this, the Oilers don't play till tomorrow, so I'm good.
Oh, yeah, you're good, Andrew. We'll see you in the playoffs, my friend. To get lots of sleep before the playoffs, because we're going to need it. Thanks for this. It's been a real fun day, and happy World Sleep Day to you.
And to you as well. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Andrew Hoskins with Carica Health. Your sleep. What do you think of that? And would you go get help? And have you? 780-6868. St. Patrick's Day Sunday. We're going to talk about what people may or may not be ordering when we come back to the Jim Tilth Show on 680 CJOB.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.